At a hearing on the repeal of Act 28, also called the Early Release Program, Republican Representative Scott Souter said it's time to get rid of a system that allows dangerous criminals to cut time off their sentences by behaving themselves in prison. He says the public object to the wrong people getting out early.
Public outrage of letting out a five-time drunk driver on early release was enough to cripple the program. The fact is that there was no community notification, government bureaucrats making these decisions behind closed doors. Because of the outcry by individuals from both parties, the program failed, much like it did in Illinois and other states.
In the 2 years it was in effect, 545 people were released. Four are back in prison for committing new crimes. Another 25 face parole revocation. Milwaukee criminal defense attorney Cord Klein says the program should continue because it offers hope to offenders who do want to change their lives.
Act 28 says we believe you can be rehabilitated. And we're going to provide you the incentives because we believe as a state that you can be redeemed. And to throw that out after not even giving it a chance to show what it can do for offender rehabilitation and public safety, I think is terribly premature.
The Department of Corrections has asked for changes in the repeal bill to assure that judges and not prison officials make all decisions on reducing a prisoner's sentence. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.